realize how important it is for you to let the program.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Well, we are in the month of February, and one of the big holidays in the month of February is Valentine's Day, and people focus on love, and sadly, not everyone in America and in the world knows what love is, what true love is. And really, when we look at the love that God has created here on this earth, it's really, this is a gift of God. God has given us desires to love one another, and particularly He has given desires for men to love women and women to love men, and even more particularly for one man to love one woman and for that same woman to love that same man until death do them part. And this is really a picture, a type, and a shadow of our relationship, the relationship between God the Father and His bride, the church. When we look at this topic of love today, boy, we are in a place in this country where we really, 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 like never before, need the truth. But what is truth? And can you handle the truth? And we're going to begin looking at truth and the foundation of truth. Really where we find truth, and then start applying it to some of these principles of relationships. And one thing for some of you listening, what we're going over will be a reminder. But reminders are good and necessary and needful. As one thing that happens is we tend to forget. Even those who have really good memories tend to not always focus on the things that we need to focus on. And sometimes we need a reminder of what certain truths. And the Apostle Peter said that it was very important to be reminded of certain things, and also very important that we do our part to make our calling and election sure. And 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 10, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure." Now, this is an interesting phrase here, to make your call and election sure. Now, first of all, we aren't the one that does the calling. God is the one that does the calling. So how can we possibly make our call sure? What he is saying here is really, and really one of the things I think is interesting, when you look at the Bible and you look at, there are two truths that many Christians believe either one or the other exclusively and will argue that the other doesn't exist. And one is our responsibility in salvation. And there are some that believe so strongly in our responsibility in salvation that they really don't believe that God has much of a role to do with it at all, except that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross so that whoever would believe in Him might be saved. But they believe that really anyone can believe, and really you just have to be good enough, or you have to be wise enough to make that decision. And then there are some who believe in the sovereignty of God to the to the extreme where they believe that they can say a prayer. And I've even heard pastors even say this. I've heard ministers say this. Once you say this prayer, you can do whatever you want to. Once you say this prayer, this forgives all of your sins, past, present, and future. Really, you could go on and live like the devil and you would go into heaven. And really, neither of those are true. God is completely sovereign. Thankfully, our salvation doesn't depend upon us. It does depend solely and wholly upon God, but we are also personally responsible. And Peter here says to make your call and election sure, that we need to actually press in. We need to make sure, as the Apostle Paul said, that we are still in the faith. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Issues and problems. This is what we do here at A Faster PC, and this is what we do here on the show. We help you. We answer your questions, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Super Bowl, how you can watch the Super Bowl. We went over that in depth last week, but we'll go over it a little bit today as well for those that might have missed the show last week. And of course, you can go and watch that entire show last week over on our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. We do have links to both of those over at our website, afasterpc.com. So if you wanted to head over there, you could watch that last week's show in its entirety. But right now, we're answering questions today, and we'll be reviewing how you can watch the Super Bowl, probably the biggest sporting event in the world. And this is certainly big for advertisers as well. Some people that aren't football fans like to watch the ads. And you know what? You can probably watch some of the ads on the internet right now if you don't want to wait. Or maybe you don't want to watch the game. But, you know, a lot of people that do like the game will watch it. People that don't like the game, maybe, hey, you're gonna just hang out. You're gonna watch, otherwise, or maybe you watch it just because it's such a big event, or you go to a Super Bowl party just to be a part of it. But if you're out there, and I know there's a lot of you out there, a lot of you have told me and have told us, hey, my cable TV bill keeps going up. What can I do about it? I want to cut the cord. And what does it mean to cut the cord? Again, you may know all this, but you know what? There's people that are listening that don't know this. So please, if you do know this, just bear with us a little bit while we explain the terminology. That's one of the things we try to do on this show, is to explain the terminology, because there's a lot of terms that you know, people sometimes people take for granted that you know these terms. And if you don't know the terms, then it can be very, very difficult and tricky. So this is something that definitely what we want to do here is definitely we want to help you out with this and show you and teach you. So when we're talking about cutting the cord, what we're talking about is cutting your cable TV subscription, getting rid of it. And you do have to still have internet, though. You have to have internet from someone, and it has to be fairly quick internet to be able to stream. So you're going to need to have Comcast or AT&T. Some people are using their cellular providers, have these 5G modems. We have customers that are using those to connect to the internet. We have customers that are out west of town that if you have good enough cell phone service out there, that might be a solution. Some of the people out west of town can't get cable TV or AT&T's internet either. And so that, you know, that's a major, you know, major downfall. Well, you know, satellite TV or satellite internet is one of the options out there. We do have some clients that are now connected to Elon Musk's Starlink, and they're actually getting their internet that way. So all those rockets that are going up that Elon Musk and his company is sending up, SpaceX is sending up, with all those satellites are really, they're working on providing internet to the entire world. They're not there yet, and there are some of our clients that can't get Starlink yet, but you do have to have internet somehow, some way. And by the way, if you are in an area where you can get Comcast or AT&T, it's going to be less expensive than the satellite internet. So this is something that definitely you will have to have internet. And then what you're going to have to do is, you know, if you're going to stream television, you're going to have internet. And then you're going to have a smart TV or a Roku device or an Amazon Fire Stick or an Apple TV device. So in my opinion, I haven't really used the Apple TV too much. I have set it up for some customers. I have set up also the Fire Stick. I find the Roku device to be the easiest to use and to have really good features. But whichever one of these devices, basically you're going to be installing apps and you're going to be watching certain things on there. And some of the content that you can watch is totally free, and some of it is subscription-based. Now, to watch the Super Bowl, what you are going to need is you're either going to need a subscription to a cable television, or you're going to need a subscription. By the way, it's aired on CBS, and you can watch that. you're going to need a subscription to a cable TV provider that includes CBS, and really they all would include CBS, or you can actually get what I would call a cable TV substitute. And that would be YouTube TV, Sling, and Sling has orange and blue. So you can subscribe to just orange, you can subscribe to just blue, or you can get both of them together. There's different channels and different offerings on both of those. DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T, has a streaming package as well. And there are others out there. Fubo TV has a live version. And Hulu, which is a Disney company, has a live version as well. There's also, you can actually subscribe to Paramount Plus, which is, and I believe I have that correct. I know there's, sometimes I get some words mixed up, but I know that there's Peacock and Paramount Plus, and it might be Peacock, but whichever one is CBS, you can subscribe to that. We went over it last week. You can actually watch the show or the Super Bowl. You can actually watch that for you can subscribe for $5.99 a month, and they even have a trial. And by the way, it's Paramount Plus. So I was correct on that. Paramount Plus, you can actually subscribe to Paramount Plus, and you can watch the game on there. And of course, if you like the program and you want to keep it, $5.99 a month is the cost with commercials. There's an additional cost, I think $11.99, somewhere around there, that you can watch it without commercials. And so that's a way that you can do it, and you can watch the game that way. We did also mention, and we have talked about, NFL Plus Premium, and you could subscribe to that. You could subscribe to it for a month. You could watch, by the way, all the games that have aired in the last year. You know, if you missed some of the games that your team played and you wanted to watch some of those, you could watch those. You could also watch the Super Bowl. And another way to watch it is to get a digital antenna. Now, if you're going to get a digital antenna, many people in our listening area, if you're listening on the radio, many of the people in our listening area will need a digital antenna that's on a pole outside and is mounted to that pole. And these digital antennas, you'll need one that's high quality, that's designed to be mounted on the pole, that's a long range antenna. And you know, a 20-foot pole, it, from what I've heard, is good. And these antennas actually have a device that rotates them, a rotor that rotates them, and you can rotate, and basically every time you rotate it, you have to scan with your television or digital tuner to see what channels you can pick up, and you'll be able to see whether you can get CBS and whether it's clear. And if not, you have to scan, turn it a little bit more and scan again. But with that setup, you can get CBS. It's not as easy to get for most people as Fox, but you can get it. That, by the way, is totally free, doesn't require any internet. The only thing that you do have to buy is you would have to buy the pole, you would have to buy the antenna, and you would have to run the cable to a TV or a digital tuner. And most likely that the antenna would come with that cable and what you need for that. So when we come back, we will talk a little bit about how you can watch the Puppy Bowl.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Thank you.
be. And I did do some research on this, and Discovery Plus has a subscription, $4.99 a month. So if you're really into the Puppy Bowl and you don't have cable TV or another streaming package that has one of those channels that it's going to air on, you can go to discoveryplus.com and sign up for $4.99 a month, and you can watch the Puppy Bowl. And so definitely head over there, take a look at that. And if you're into puppies, one of the things that I didn't know, because I haven't watched the Puppy Bowl in the past, but one of the things that I didn't know is that the Puppy Bowl is actually, the contestants are actually from shelters across the nation, which is pretty neat to actually have, you know, I mean, it's not like they're professional puppies or anything like that. So by the way, the everything with the Puppy Bowl has already been recorded, and you can imagine how long it might take to get all those puppies and whatnot to walk in line like they're supposed to. And I know a lot of times the way they do things, it looks like everything's just running like clockwork, but apparently it doesn't always run that way. Anyway, we are going to the lines. We have Alan Love, who actually used to live in Port St. Lucie and has been on this show quite often. He was also on the Team Martech shows that were on WPSL and WCNO as well. So a lot of our listeners know who he is. He now lives in Las Vegas, where the Super Bowl is going to be. And I know Alan Love is on the phone today. Welcome, Alan. How can we help you today? There you go.
It's been so far a amazing week here in Las Vegas, and I want to talk a little bit about the activities and what it's like to be in a city that actually is hosting the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And my first impression of it is to get inside the Allegiant Stadium where the Super Bowl is going to be played just for the ultra rich. The cheapest ticket to actually get a seat inside the stadium in the boondocks of the stadium is about $7,800 currently.
That's quite a bit of money.
And so only people that have a lot of money or have saved over the years to go to the Super Bowl actually will be inside the Allegiant Stadium. But there are tremendous activities during Super Bowl week that are affordable. The number one activity, as far as I'm concerned, is the NFL experience. It's great for families to go. The NFL does a super job as far as putting that together. What the NFL experience is it's basically all about football and the history of the NFL. You see all of the Super Bowl rings from Super Bowl I. When my team, the Green Bay Packers, beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and of course, unfortunately, Green Bay is not in the Super Bowl, but the Kansas City Chiefs are. But they have many historical exhibits. They have a display of all of the Super Bowl rings from Super Bowl I through Super Bowl 57, which was last year. They have activities where you can attempt to kick field goals. They have videos, instructors, which help you to throw passes or punt. They have earlier in the week players coming to the Super Bowl experience, so you get to meet some of the players, and it is affordable. It runs between about $30 and $90 to go to the NFL experience, and children under 12 are free.
Wow!
So that is really a great way of spending time at the and learning about the NFL and learning about the history of the big game. And another thing about seeing things is it's not only in that venue. There are many of the hotels that actually are hosting exhibits, and there are shows every night by entertainers, and prices for that run about, I'd say, in the $150 to $250 range, depending on who the entertainer is. But also, one of the great things about the Super Bowl is it also helps the community. There's a tremendous economic impact that benefits the community. One of the hotels is a venue for providing food for people that are living in the area here that just are looking for their next meals, and they're getting a super meal package if there is a need. But I think the number one story for me was the fact that if you remember last year, Damar Hamlin collapsed during a Buffalo Bills game. He is a Buffalo
yes.
Bills player, and he got attention immediately with a defibrillator, and it saved his life. And Damar Hamlin was out here yesterday giving a $100,000 donation, so all of the high schools in Nevada that have sports programs, football, basketball, or whatever, they are going to get a defibrillator, and that is a tremendous impact for all of the high schools that they'll be able to play the sports that they love without worrying about a freak accident like Damar Hamlin had.
That's awesome,
another
Alan.
Another thing that I think is important to bring out is if you are in a Super Bowl city, the best way to enjoy the Super Bowl is to just spend the week watching your local news channels and recording those that you're not watching live, because you basically see everything with the local coverage, and that's the way I'm enjoying it. It's just tremendous to see all of the exhibits and the interviews that are done. The local channels are interviewing the personalities that are here, and I saw an interview yesterday with Usher, who's going to do the halftime show at the game. And
yes.
The emotion of that interview and how committed he is to trying to make it the best possible entertainment that he can, and the other entertainers that are participating throughout the town, it is just an amazing experience. If you get to a Super Bowl city when the Super Bowl is on, go to the NFL experience. One other suggestion is obviously the prices being in Las Vegas are higher than you'd normally get in a Super Bowl city. But there are some very nice hotels, like 11 to 15 miles away from the Strip and from the stadium, where their room rates are reasonable. There's a hotel called Aliante Hotel and Casino a mile away from where I'm living, and their room rate for this weekend is $239 a night. That is very reasonable for Las Vegas on Super Bowl weekend. And then,
yes.
Brian, I mentioned to you that I had one surprise, and I'm going to
do
a surprise now. We have been lied to about this game coming up. The game is not in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is in Paradise, Nevada, an unincorporated area that includes the Strip. And because of that, most of the big hotels are built not in Las Vegas, but in Paradise, because they get a tremendous tax break. And also, city services like streets, sewer, things like that are done by private contractors in Paradise, although the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police does do the law enforcement along with the Clark County Sheriff's Department. But if somebody says, or if you were here and you said you went to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, well, you might have gone to Las Vegas, but you weren't in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. And that is something that I learned this week, that the Super Bowl is actually in Paradise, Nevada. And Paradise, Nevada is, of course, where the Strip is, and Allegiant Stadium is also there. It's just south of the Strip. And Paradise has its own zip code, 89160. And the final thing I want to say, Brian, is it's fun to just pick a winner on the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I have spent hours and hours with my artificial intelligence. Those of you who have listened to me on the radio on WPSL or WCNO for years know that all of my intelligence is artificial. and so, therefore, I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. And the final comment, Brian, because this is a technology show.
Yes.
Technology is amazing, especially in the area of security. But we're not seeing a lot of that, and that's what I mean about watching local TV stations if you're in a Super Bowl city, because they've done a lot of reporting of what the security is. And, Brian, I turn it back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Alan. How will you be watching the game?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, Ryan?
How will you be watching the game?
How will I watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
It's being locally televised here by Channel 8 in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I will
now,
be watching CBS's local coverage.
Okay. Do you have a cable subscription or an antenna or...
We have a lot of packages, but
great
that are available.
Thank you very much, Alan.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour, right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC,
We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Back, ready to answer your computer and technical questions. And just continuing on how to watch the big game. We did also show in the first segment how to watch the game. Last week, we went over more in depth how to watch the Super Bowl. And we also, in the first part of the second segment, went over how to watch the Puppy Bowl. You may want to be a part of that. And of course, you know, if you're like totally against football, or you just don't like it, aren't interested at all in it. You know, there are some other shows that will, you know, that, you know, other channels will be having other shows, you know, that try to lure you in, because, you know, not everyone is a sports fan. And again, you know, this is a game that a lot of people watch, even if you're not a sports fan. So, you know, I was trying to, Alan wasn't quite quick enough at the draw to get all of his answer in on how he's going to watch. He did mention it's aired on the local channel there, and he'll be picking it up. And I know he does have, I don't recall whether he subscribed to NFL Plus Premium or he subscribed to the NFL Sunday Ticket, but I know he subscribed to one of those two. And so he was able to watch the games for the Green Bay Packers, even though he lived in Las Vegas, which would be out of market games for most of those games. But he still was able to watch those games with that package that he subscribed to. By the way, the NFL Plus Premium, I believe the monthly charge for that is around $15 a month. They do have an annual subscription as well. And, you know, if you subscribe now, it would take you almost through, you know, and you did an annual, it would take you almost through to next Super Bowl. So that's something. I mean, you could probably, even if you wanted to wait until the day after the game, you could probably even subscribe for a year the day after the game, watch the Super Bowl a day late, and you might be able to get the you know, next year's game as well. But really, the Super Bowl, a lot of people probably want to watch it live. I will be watching it, maybe not 100% live. I think last year I started it a little bit late. I will be watching it on YouTube TV. And that is a subscription that is designed to be a cable TV replacement subscription. So, you know, we talked about it last week. I believe it has over 100, I believe around 120 channels. So it is a very robust, has a lot of content. Chances are, if there's something you like to watch, there's a good chance that it's on YouTube TV. One of the things with the various streaming packages, and I don't know if Paramount Plus has this option or not. I was actually looking at their website to see whether they have this. But it's the DVR option. And DVR stands for Digital Video Recorder. You may recall in the old days, if you wanted to watch a show and you wanted to watch it after the fact, or you wanted to have an archive of it, you had to record it on a VHS. And that VHS, depending on the type of format that you were using and recording, would, if you were recording at the highest quality, which wasn't very high back then, but if you were recording at the highest quality, one VHS tape would get you 2 hours. You know that the Super Bowl lasts longer than that. You know, you would have to like record, you know, maybe into the halftime show and then switch tapes, and you would lose a little bit of it. I remember one time in those days that my wife recorded a playoff game that the Pittsburgh Steelers were in, and I got like all the way almost to the end, and you know, got to the end of the tape, and I missed the last part of the game. Well, the great thing about a lot of the streaming packages is they have DVRs, and on YouTube, I actually programmed it. I actually told it. You can, by the way, go in there. If you like Andy Griffith, you could go in there and put Andy Griffith in there. Every time Andy Griffith is on any channel, you'll be able to watch it. If you like Gunsmoke, you could do the same thing there. If you like NCIS, you could do the same thing there. Well, I did that with the NFL playoffs. So the NFL Super Bowl is already set to record. So if I start it on time, that's fine. If I'm tied up and busy, maybe you might even be working and you may not be able to watch it live. Well, you can come back and you can watch it after
the fact. You could start it a half hour later. You could start it an hour later. You could watch it the next day. Of course, you know, it's not quite as exciting if you know the outcome, and it's going to be hard to not know the outcome if you're not watching it live. It's going to be difficult, especially, you know, if you're in an environment where other people are. They're going to be talking about it and telling you about it. So, and by the way, one way we didn't mention that I didn't mention that you can watch it, you can actually go to a sports bar. And there are sports bars that are airing the Super Bowl. And, of course, they would love for you to come there and eat their chicken wings and drink their beverages and all of that that goes along with the Super Bowl. So one of the things that but I'll be watching it on YouTube TV if I want to, and I typically like to watch the game and I like to watch the commercials. I don't always watch the halftime show because a lot of times the halftime show is not really what I would consider decent enough to watch. But I always give it a try. And last year's halftime show, you know, we got through the first song and I said, wow, this is great. Everyone's fully clothed. They're not grabbing their crotches. This is really great. And then we got to the second song, and just a few seconds into the second song, I just fast forwarded all the way through the Super Bowl halftime show and got up to live. But I do like to watch the commercials. I like to watch the commentary. I like to watch, you know, I probably won't watch pregame, but I'll definitely watch the U.S. national anthem. I'm probably not going to watch the other national anthem, which is not really a national anthem, but I'm going to watch the U.S. national anthem, and I'll stand for that. Put my hand over my heart. Thankfully, some of the players do that. Some of them don't have the respect for our country to do that, which is very disappointing. You know, especially with all that they have for, you know, and they have that because they're living in this country. But anyway, I'll be watching the game. You know, if I need to get up and get something to eat and I want to watch that commercial, I don't want to pause. You know, sometimes in a regular commercial, you just go and you fast forward through the commercial, or if you need to get up, you just let the commercial play. But, you know, these commercials are pretty cool to watch. So a lot of them, I'll actually pause the game and come back to it. And then, you know, if I do get to a place where maybe in the halftime show, maybe they're not quite as clean as I would like it to be, quite as upright, I'll fast forward through that part so I don't have to watch that part of it. Hopefully it will be cleaner this time, but we'll have to see. One thing that'll be interesting is that the number one focus on any entertainer will not be on an entertainer performing the halftime show, but will be on Taylor Swift, you know, and showing her in the box where she'll be watching the game as her boyfriend Jason Travis Kelce is actually in the game. I think his brother is Jason. So anyway, we will be, that's how I will be watching the game. And of course, you can actually watch the game however you want to watch it. We have given you several ways that you can watch it. So hopefully, you know, if you missed any part of this show, you want to go back and watch that again, you can do that. Where, you know, in the first segment, we did talk about how to watch, different ways to watch this. Last week's show, we talked in the first segment how to watch the Super Bowl. We talked in the first part of the second segment of today's show how to watch the Puppy Bowl as well. And so you'll be able to take part in that, watch that, you know, see different ways that you can actually watch this. And if you're just out there thinking, hey, you know, I'd like to get rid of this cable TV bill, we've helped a lot of customers do that. And we've been able to actually help them with their watching shows and reducing their entertainment bill by getting rid or cutting the cord. One of our customers recently that we did help, we actually came over, we set up a Roku for him,
And a Roku is a device that some TVs come with the Roku operating system on them, so they are already smart TVs. And what you can do is you can actually just watch the television there on Roku. Also, in addition to Roku, to Roku, there's also the Amazon Fire Stick. Apple TV has a streaming platform also. So there is free content on Roku or any of these other devices. Some of the channels offer free content. Many of the channels offer some content for free, and they also offer more content that's paid for. For instance, like there's an HGTV channel, and you can actually watch some of the shows for free with that channel. But you can, they also, if you want to watch everything they have to offer, you have to subscribe and you pay a subscription, or you can subscribe to a cable alternative like YouTube TV or Sling or Hulu Live TV or Fubo with Live TV. So those are, again, some of the live alternatives. But this particular customer, we set him up with a Roku device. And he's able to watch everything on the, well, a lot of the things on the Roku channel are free. There is paid content there as well, but he's able to watch that for free. We did talk about football, different ways that he can watch football. And I think he's going to be, looking at implementing some of those, but he totally cut cable out and did not subscribe to a cable TV alternative. And again, if he's into NFL football, there are ways to actually watch that. We've gone over those. We'll go over them next year before the season. Well, probably when the preseason is starting, we'll go over that. One of the things we'll be going over in the next few weeks as well, maybe even the next few months, we'll be going over how you can watch different content for free through streaming or at a low cost. So we'll start out with free ways that you can watch content, and then we'll get into all ways that you can watch content at a low subscription cost, so that you can look at these costs. And we'll also go over if you were going to get rid of your cable TV package, but there's a certain, maybe a few shows you want to watch. How do you determine how you can watch those if you still want to watch those? We'll go over that in upcoming weeks to help you be able to save money. And if you choose,
and we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Can You Handle the Truth? God's Word is Truth. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. computer problems?
Don't you know that the Faster PC
solves computer problems? It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part.